Welcome to the Friday, March 30th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Orlando, Florida. Let's start today with a little bit of different topic, forensics and e-discovery, something we usually don't cover that much, but it's certainly a big issue, in particular quite painful sometimes for small and medium-sized companies to comply with various regulations in this space. Google for a while now had a product with Postini that they essentially purchased when they purchased Postini that would allow Google Mail customers to keep backups of email and to define policies for email retention that could comply with e-discovery. And so far, it's kind of surprising that Google is now coming up with a second very similar product that's more expensive than what they already offer via Postini. This solution is called Apps Vault, and according to Google built from the ground up to interface with Google Apps, in particular, of course, Gmail and the Google email services. One interesting aspect here is that email is not actually duplicated like in the old product. Instead, if a user deletes email, the email is still maintained, just not displayed to the user. That sounds a little bit similar to what a lot of users experience originally with Gmail, where it has been hard to delete email. And email is typically just copied into a deleted mail folder, then has to be deleted again. And earlier this week, we talked about Barclays card and how the near-field communication card that's being issued in England can be read remotely. Well, the TV channel that did the original investigation now amended it, saying that all Visa cards with this particular feature are remote readable in pretty much the same way. This really just reaffirms what Barclays was saying all along, that this is how these cards are supposed to work. The real problem is that merchants are not verifying the CVV2 number or PIN. The one merchant pointed out in this article originally, Amazon still accepts credit cards just based on name, number, and expiration date. Yesterday, I talked about the Kilios botnet and how it is going to be disabled again by disrupting the command and control infrastructure of the botnet. Turns out that there is some evidence that this disruption may not be as effective as planned. Good parts of the botnet still appear to be active, and new versions of this particular bot may be spreading. This particular botnet spreads, first of all, over Facebook, so it's one of those botnets that makes you install itself willingly by clicking on a particular Facebook posting. Of course, once a user is infected, then Facebook posts will be made on this user's behalf to convince this user's friend to join the botnet. We also keep people noticing the news reports about the Apple exploit against Word being used in targeted attacks. That's something I actually covered last week. So that's nothing really new. It affected some Tibetan groups. At least they're the ones reporting this particular malware. And then in updates, we do have a new version of Google Chrome, Google Chrome 18, which fixes 9 security flaws. Also a new version of Wireshark, which fixes a couple of issues. None of the Wireshark's issues are particular security vulnerabilities. However, if you rely on Wireshark's analysis for security work, you probably do want to update. And that's it for today. Thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.